Well, if you head north of where those mudslides are, you get to San Francisco, and the final flight for U.S. Airways will be taking off from there later tonight. The carrier's $11 billion merger with American Airlines nears its conclusion as Flight 1939 lands in Philadelphia just after 6 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow morning. Customers and employees, past and present, took to social media to remember the airline's storied legacy. We spoke with one, Mark Littell. When he heard about the final flight, he bought a ticket.
I grew up right underneath a landing pad at the Pittsburgh International Airport, where U.S. Airways had a hub. I then worked at the U.S. Airways terminal in the Pittsburgh airport when I was in high school in concessions. My uncle worked on the ramp for them for 14 years. All my friends' parents growing up worked for U.S. Airways in Pittsburgh as well. U.S. Airways has been an integral part of the East Coast and the Pittsburgh community. And for my family members that have worked for them, it truly means that their home is going away.
So an emotional connection for some. Joining us now is Seth Kaplan, managing partner with the industry trade publication Airline Weekly. Seth, welcome back.
Always a pleasure, Jeremy.
And tell us, if you consider all the airlines that became U.S. Airways, this airline has been flying in one form or another since 1939, hence the number of that flight that's going to be the last flight tonight. How significant is this moment?
Well, it is significant. Yeah, U.S. Airways itself, very much a combination of other airlines of yore, Piedmont, Allegheny, PSA, America West. And so, yeah, you know, although U.S. Airways already financially has been a part of American for a couple years, definitely significance to a lot of people that U.S. Airways brand, which had sort of gobbled up so many other smaller brands, is now itself being merged into, well, the largest airline in the world, American.
And of course, the people that it means the most to are the people who work for the airline, who did work for the airline. Former U.S. Airways worker Cindy Owen spoke to us, and she said she's been through three mergers. She started in customer service and worked her way up.
I got hired when I was 20, and I stayed there till I was 42. So I grew up there. And even though I don't work there anymore, I have really fun memories. I mean, I traveled the world, and all of us, we went through a lot with the airline because it transitioned so much between 9/11 and mergers and bankruptcies. And even through all that, I still have a really fond memory of the airline.
Seth, how does the merger affect the workers of U.S. Airways, or I guess now American Airlines?
Well, the merger's already had a lot of impact. And, you know, for a lot of them, it's been a rather good story. Part of the rationale of the merger was that it would just generate a lot more revenue. I mean, a lot more money, really, to go around for everybody. And management promised big raises to a lot of employees, you know, if it went through. And in fact, they have delivered that. So, you know, relative to where, you know, let's say the American Airlines employees were a couple of years ago, which was an airline that was just coming out of bankruptcy, workers who had seen their wages slashed. And on the U.S. Airways side, bankruptcy longer ago, but still, you know, earning nothing like what they wanted. Did the people who survived, we have to be clear, you know, there were rounds of layoffs of people who, you know, never got their jobs back, but the people who survived doing better now than they were doing a couple years ago.
At the expense of customers who are paying more for tickets?
Well, you know, there too, now with falling fuel prices, some lag time, it took a while, but airfares once again falling. But, you know, no question. I mean, let's be clear, you know, airlines merged not for consumer benefit, you know, although there might also be some benefits for consumers, but, you know, for their own good. And certainly they've enjoyed having a less competitive airline industry, although one that, again, with lower fuel prices, is able to do some things that end up with lower airfares. So at this moment, a lot of mutual benefit, whereas just a year or two ago, very much shifting in favor of the airlines with those much higher airfares.
Well, and not everybody is so sad to see U.S. Airways going away. A lot of people, saying good riddance. This airline has been referred to over the years as U.S. scare. It didn't have a perfect reputation.
It didn't. Very much like a member of the family for a lot of people, a love-hate relationship, an airline that at times drove them crazy with, high airfares for people who, you know, let's say in parts of the country, the U.S. Northeast in the late 1990s, where there was only one way out of town, basically, if you lived in Rochester or Albany or Erie, Pennsylvania, and you flew this airline that was very expensive, which had, not the fanciest service in the world, but it was there for you. So for better or worse, kind of like a family. family member that for a lot of people is going away, at least in name, although it survives, of course, as part of America.
Well, and we can hear that you definitely have some memories with U.S. Air. I want to take you back because, you know, it's been around for a long time, as we said. But here's an ad from 1991.
I love it.
Only 1991 could give us something like that. Seth, how are you going to remember U.S. Airways?
Yeah, very much as an airline that's carried me a lot of places. You know, I was a student at the George Washington University in D.C. in the early and mid-90s. And, you know, when you went over to what we now call Reagan National Airport and flew somewhere, you flew what was then called U.S. Air, later became U.S. Airways. And yeah, you know, more often than not, it all worked out. You know, I got there usually on time, usually with my bag. You get almost a little teary-eyed hearing the jingle.
or you laugh. It is funny. Well, and Seth, well, let me ask you this. Are we done with airline mergers at this point? Because now there are only four that control 80% of the market.
Well, we're done with giant airline mergers. You know, the regulators would not allow, let's say, American to merge with Delta or United, not to say that one of the giant airlines might not at some point buy a much smaller airline, although even that right now, probably not on the horizon.
Seth Kaplan, managing partner with the industry publication Airline Weekly, talking with us about U.S. Airways, which is going away. Seth, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I just had to play it again, Robin. I had to.
You had to?
I had to. U.S. Airways again, the final flight taking off tonight from San Francisco to Philadelphia. Your memories of U.S. Airways, welcome at hereandnow.org.